Welcome back to this episode of the Beaver Dam. I'm your host, Trent Mast, joined along with Patrick Spillman. Pat, how are you doing today?
Trent, I'm doing great. You know, it's been a pretty busy week. We had a busy weekend with soccer recruits on campus, but we're here to talk a little bit about Beaver sports. We've officially now ended all fall sports, which is pretty crazy that the fall sports are already finished. But and then we've already started into winter sports with men's and women's basketball already starting and track and field starting here in about a week and a half. So it's kind of crazy. This year seems to be flying by. But how are you doing, Trent?
I'm exhausted. It's only first days of the week and I'm already tired. I'm ready for Thanksgiving break. I think I'm have no motivation because I know I get to go home in about a week. But I got to push through this last week before I can go home.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to think about the fact that we're only a week and a half away from Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. Everyone, you know, skips Thanksgiving and goes straight to Christmas, but I'm one that like
I like Thanksgiving food.
Yeah, love Thanksgiving food. Love the holiday. I don't go Black Friday shopping, but I like will look at deals online because nowadays they have just as good of deals online as they do like in stores.
Yeah, I've only ever went Black Friday shopping one time, and that was last year. And me and my brother went, and we bought my dad his own Xbox One for Christmas on Black Friday because it was cheaper.
So. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to get electronics, you definitely have to kind of go out into the stores to be able to get that. Yeah. Other than that, like, I worked at Old Navy last year, and we had the same deals online as what we did in-store. And we didn't see as many people like there just because of Black Friday, being like having deals online as well. So pretty crazy. We're already at this time of the year, you know, after Thanksgiving break, we come back for a week or 2 weeks. We have a week of classes and then finals week, and then we're back for basically a month. So it's kind of, I feel like we normally have longer. I feel like Thanksgiving's kind of late this year. I don't know. Or maybe,
yeah, I don't know.
It's just different this year.
Usually, we have like 2 weeks before our finals after Thanksgiving, but I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, me either.
Semester's only almost over. A little scary to think about, but.
Enough of us rambling. We're going to first finish off the year with the fall sports, starting with cross country going into football. Then we'll talk about some men's basketball, women's basketball, and then we'll give you an update on when the indoor track season starts for the men's and women's track team. Trent, take it away for cross country one last time for the 2019 season.
Bluffton Beavers traveled to Calvin College to compete in the Division III Great Lakes Regional Championship. It snowed a fair amount during the week, so the 8-kilometer course was pretty muddy. Senior Connor Gullick led the Beavers with a time of 26 minutes, 13 seconds, good for 117th place. "Today we had a mindset going into the race, and we just relaxed and had fun," Gullick stated about the regional race. Freshman Britton Boyle came in second with a time of 26:52.
Senior Dakota Frost finished a few spots behind Boyle with a time of 26:56. "If I could do it all over again, I wouldn't hesitate one bit, Dakota said, reflecting on all 4 years of his collegiate career. Freshman Max Chandler came in fourth with a time of 27:31. Rounding out the top five was sophomore Austin Hernandez with a time of 27:51. Freshman Morgan Adams wrapped up his inaugural season with a time of 29:34. The men's team notched a 28th place finish at Calvin on Saturday.
The ladies took off from the line next in their 6K race. Senior Alexis Cash paced the Beavers with a time of 23:02 and 67th place finish. "We've come a long way this season. Although we may not have achieved all of our goals, we came together for one last race and gave it our all. This course is not like any other course the team had run before," Cash stated after seeing how the team ran well on the muddy course.
Junior Bailey Barrington had an impressive race, coming in a few places behind Cash, 73rd, with a time of 23:08. Barrington was ready to destroy this course with the ladies. "Instead of letting the course get to our heads, we saw it as an opportunity to take on adversity." Senior Ari Cox came in third for the Beavers with a time of 24:22. I couldn't be prouder of how everyone ran, the positive attitudes we all have had about the weather. Cox commented regarding how every single person had a wonderful attitude to attack the course.
Senior Tammy Groff came in next with a finishing time of 25 minutes, 38 seconds. Since I'll be graduating in December, it was the best race I could have ended on. Everyone was in a wonderful mood, and it made the race so much better to get through, Groff stated, reflecting on her last ever collegiate race. Rounding out the top five was junior Kimmy Hetrick, who came in a few spots behind Groff with a time of 25 minutes, 50 seconds. Freshman Justine Lesnowski finished her first season as a collegiate runner with a time of 27 minutes, 36 seconds. The women placed 22nd as a team.
So cross-country season is officially over. First year under Coach Wells' belt. Pretty good race. And you saw the positive attitudes that a lot of those runners had towards it being their last race. The men graduating Connor Golick as well. For the women graduating, three key runners in Alexis Cash, Ari Cox, and Tammy Groff. So, going to see a lot of new faces on this cross-country team. You see Coach Wells bringing in a lot of cross-country recruits during the throughout this fall. I'm sure he'll continue to bring them in during the spring as well. So, it should be interesting to see, you know, all the new faces on this cross-country team in the upcoming seasons. But you have young runners like Britton Boyle, as well as, you know, sophomore Austin Hernandez. You have Bailey Barrington, who's a junior. So, you will have some people returning, you know, some familiar faces that had quality times throughout this year, and you're going to see them just continue to get better in the off season. And, you know, luckily for them, they don't – luckily, and I don't know, it could be a punishment maybe a little bit too, but they don't really get a break. They go straight into track season, indoor track. Once indoor track's over, you go straight into outdoor track, and next thing you know, it's summertime, and you have to start preparing again for cross-country season. So they don't really get a break, but I feel like as a runner, it's almost that mindset where it's good, where you don't have to worry about trying to get back into shape. But
to finish all fall athletics, Bluff University football team traveled to Defiance on Saturday, November 16th, to take on arch rival Defiance College in their final game of the season for both the teams. Unfortunately, the Beavers could not get any offense going, which led to a 10-7 loss to the Yellow Jackets. Bluffton fell to 2-8 overall, 2-5 in the Heartland Conference, while Defiance improved to 1-9 and 1-6 in HCAC play. The Beavers still lead the all-time series 47-46-2.
After a scoreless first half of football, Defiance would get on the scoreboard first when kicker Andrus Riley Clark converted a 22-yard field goal to make it 3-0 with 3:53 left in the third quarter. The Yellow Jackets found the end zone on a Brandon Beckford 4-yard run, which made it 10-0, with just 7:45 left in the game.
Bluffton made it a 3-point game when Jontez Channy McLaren hauled in a 35-yard strike from sophomore quarterback Zachary Nobis to make the score 10-7 with 6:14 left on the clock. The Beavers' defense would come up huge to the ensuing Yellow Jackets possession, holding them to a 3-and-out while allowing Bluffton to either take the lead or tie it up.
Unfortunately, a fourth-down field goal try for the Beavers got blocked by Defiance. Bluffton will force another 3-and-out before a Yellow Jacket punt. The Beavers fumbled the ball and Defiance recovered to seal the Defiance College victory.
Bluffton totaled 250 yards of total offense, including 173 yards passing, 77 yards on the ground. Nobis went 20 of 31 for 173 yards, with one touchdown and an interception in the loss. Dontez Rash led all Beavers rushing with 52 yards on the ground.
Defiance put up 203 yards of total offense, including 47 through the air and 156 in the rushing attack. Bluffton was 1 of 12 on third downs, while Defiance went 5 of 16. The home team was called for 8 penalties, which totaled 90 yards on the day. Senior Ollie Moore led the way for the Beaver defense with 15 tackles. Freshman McKinley Hunter checked in with 12 tackles as well. All-conference accolades, and will be released on Wednesday, November 20th. So Trent and I will have you updated on those awards next Beaver Dam. So next Sunday, we should have those updates for you. Go ahead and be prepared to see, I'm sure, a few Beavers getting some all-conference accolades. But that wraps up all fall sports. And, Trent, it's officially time for winter sports. We're going to kick it off with some men's basketball. The Bluffton University men's basketball team headed east to Westminster College for the Buzz Riddle Classic on Friday, November 15th. A three-pointer at the buzzer gave Westminster a 71-69 victory in Bluffton's season opener from New Wilmington, Pennsylvania.
With 1:52 left in the game, junior Desmond Brown would lay one in for the Beavers, making the score 69-68 in favor of Bluffton. The score held until the final seconds of the game when Westminster drilled the game-winning three-point shot to stun the Beavers at the buzzer. The front end miss by the Beavers allowed the Titans to take one last shot, and unfortunately for Bluffton, it was not the result they had wanted.
The game was neck and neck from the get-go, with both teams doing it out on both ends of the court. With 12:33 remaining in the first half, Bluffton took the lead when sophomore Jimmy O'Cosby knocked down a triple to make the score 11-9. With both teams exchanging leads early in the contest, the Beavers would find their biggest spread with 6:37 left in the first half when junior Aaron Rich hit from in close to make the Bluffton lead 26-17.
The Titans would not give in, though, fighting back and cutting the Beaver lead to just 35-34 at the halftime break. Bluffton stayed on top until a Daniel Ritter trifecta with 18:41 to play made it 39-37 in favor of the Titans. Westminster led for the next 11 minutes until a Renner shot made the score 68-58 in favor of the Beavers. It was back and forth for the remainder of the game, and unfortunately, Bluffton was on the wrong end of a buzzer beater, which capped off the thriller.
Andrew Renner paced the Beavers with 21 points, while Brown and Rich put up 15 and 14 respectively. Rich pulled down a team-high 9 rebounds, just missing out on his first career double-double. Renner and Brown both tied for a team-high with 3 assists each against the Titans.
Bluffton hit 29 of 73, 39.7%, including 5 of 20 from distance. The visitors converted 6 of 8 at the stripe and also pulled down 7 more rebounds, 45-38, than the Titans.
The Beavers were back in action on Saturday when they hit the court for a matchup with Teal College for day 2 of the Buzz Riddle Classic. The Beavers secured a convincing 83-58 victory over the Tomcats. Bluffton improved to 1-1 on the season, while Teal slipped to 1-3.
An early 5-0 run from the Beavers, highlighted by an Andrew Renner triple, gave Bluffton a 12-6 advantage. 6 points for Teal slowed the Beavers, but it wouldn't be long before Desmond Brown hit from outside the arc to tie it up at 23. A 3-point shot from the Tomcats gave Teal a 1-point lead before 2 makes at the charity stripe for Jared Kennard gave the Beavers a 35-34 lead at half.
A 10-5 run from Bluffton made it 47-41, just under 4 minutes into the second half. Brown and Jameel Cosby both hit from the paint, pushing the lead to 14. Bluffton continued to keep its feet on the accelerator, pushing the lead to as many as 27 points before sealing the 83-56 victory.
Renner led the Beaver offense with 18 points. Brown and Cosby both chipped in 15, with Isaiah Taylor putting up 14. Brown, Taylor, and Kennard all pulled down 7 rebounds in the victory.
Bluffton was able to connect on 31 of 70, shooting 44.3% from the field, including 8 of 21, 38.1% from behind the arc. Teal only hit 17 of 46, 37% from the field, but were 5 of 9 from the 3-point line. Beavers also netted 13 of 17 of their free throws. Bluffton pulled down 12 more rebounds, 46-34, while also forcing 8 more turnovers, 19-11. The men will be back in action on Wednesday, November 20th, when they travel to Kalamazoo. Tip-off is scheduled for 7:30 p.m. Go Beavers!
They will also have their home opener this Saturday,
November 23rd, against Heidelberg College, where Trent and I will be there to call the game. Pretty exciting times. I know Trent and I are excited to watch these men play in person. Also, the JV will be playing beforehand. Just found this out yesterday. They will be playing beforehand at 1. Trent and I will still have the pregame for you guys about 15 minutes before tip. So expect that around 2:45 with varsity tipping off at 3. But we are going to move into women's basketball, where the Bluffton University women's basketball team opened up its season at home on November 11th against Alma College. Despite a two-hour delay due to severe snowstorm that kept Alma on the road for over 7 hours, the Beavers were able to pull off a 62-49 victory over the Scots. With the victory, Bluffton starts its season out 1-0, while Alma is 1-1.
After controlling the tip, the visitors struck first with a shot from Jenny Brandt. Bluffton would quickly gain the lead after a Sammy Shardoch triple. Two Alma layups in the last 30 seconds made the score 12-11 in favor of the home team at the end of the quarter.
Two free throws from Alma's Emily Long and Estasha Warchalk layup gave the Scots a short-lived lead early in the second quarter. However, a 7-0 run from the Beavers gave the home team a 28-26 advantage going into intermission.
A 5-0 run courtesy of a TJ Mills triple and two from Kylie Brock gave the home team a comfortable 40-30 lead early in the third quarter. The Beavers kept the fire stoked as they built a 50-36 advantage heading into the final quarter.
An offensive drought from the Beavers allowed Alma to trim the deficit to just 7, 56-49, with 3.5 minutes left in regulation. Six foul shots helped Bluffton secure the 62-49 victory on a rare Monday night of basketball in the Sommer Center.
Bluffton was led by Mills and Brianna Gillig, who put up 14 points apiece. Sophomore Emma Saltzman pitched in 11 points and 10 rebounds off the bench in her first career double-double. Shardo spread the floor with three threes for 9 points, 5 rebounds in her collegiate debut.
The Beavers hit 18 of 56, shooting 32.1% from the field, while going 5 of 22 from the three-point line, 22.7%. Bluffton connected on 21 of 29 free throws. The home team also pulled down 11 more boards, 48-37, while both teams coughed it up 14 times. As Trent and I were able to call that game, you know, the big difference makers in that game were definitely Brianna Gillig and Emma Saltzman. Alma was much bigger than what the Beavers were, but you saw the Beavers led in the rebounding category. Just good positioning, great blockouts by Gillig and Saltzman. Saltzman having her first career double-double. And Sammy Shardo also having three big threes in that first half, two of them coming back-to-back, which really just kind of gave the Beavers a lot of confidence when it looked like Alma could have maybe taken the lead into halftime. Yeah. So huge threes there by Sammy Shardo to really give the Beavers confidence and ultimately help them win that game.
Yeah, and we also saw after Shardo made those two back-to-back threes, Alma never let her have more than a foot of space between her and a defensive player. So they just locked her down, but she was still able to pass the ball around and give her teammates more opportunities.
Yes, but the Bluffton University women's basketball team traveled to Olivet College for a Saturday afternoon matchup on November 16th. The Beavers secured a 62-59 victory over the Comets thanks to a 6-0 jag over the final 42 seconds. Bluffton stayed perfect at 2-0 following the victory.
Two Olivet buckets gave the home team an early 4-0 lead. Pair of frisbees from sophomore Brianna Gillig and Sammy Shardo three ball gave the Beavers 5-4 lead. Two more Shardo shots from distance paired with two foul shots by Nora Heminger gave the Beavers a 24-20 lead at the half.
Shardo and Heminger triples pushed Bluffton's lead to 7 before a 7-0 run from the Comets tied the game up at 30-30. An Olivet three and a layup gave the home team a 44-40 lead going into the fourth quarter. Despite Olivet being up by as many as 9 points, a strong offensive presence capped off by two TJ Mills makes from the free throw line secured the Bluffton victory.
Shardo led the Beaver offense with 17 points thanks to 5 of 10 shooting from outside the arc. Gillig and Heminger both chipped in with 12 apiece. Mills doled out a game-high 7 assists while Gillig ripped down a team-high 9 rebounds.
Bluffton went 19 of 59, 32.2% from the field. Both teams struggled from the distance as Bluffton knocked down 6 of 23, 26.1% compared to Olivet's 4 of 20, 20% outside the three-point line. The Beavers netted a red-hot 18 of 21 from the foul line, shooting 85.7%. Coleman's pulled down 11 more rebounds, 43-32, but they also turned it over 9 more times, 19-10. Once again, you see Shardo having a huge impact, you know, in only her second career collegiate game, knocking down 5 triples. That would have been 15 of her 17 points. So huge shots there by Shardo. You see her inserted into the starting lineup after, you know, you see Nora Heminger, who is now coming off the bench after starting last year. You obviously see this freshman in Shardo that's having huge minutes and can really just, she can flat out shoot the ball.
She's an offensive threat from deep. And I mean, usually, like in years past, last couple years, we haven't really seen a lot of threes from our women's basketball team.
You don't have that consistency. You have a game where Kylie Brock hit, I think, I want to say 5 or 6 threes against Defiance College. Last year, you would have Brianna Graham hit some big threes, but you don't have someone shooting, you know, 3 threes by Sammy Shard after not even really being able to touch the ball very much against Alma College in the second half. And then you have her, you know, hitting 5 threes against Olivet. I'm sure Coach Shetler was designing some plays to try and get her open. And if she continues to have big shooting games, that takes pressure off Gilligan Mills, where they do not have to feel like they have to have so much pressure on themselves to get a shot. So if you can get some huge minutes from Shardo, you get some huge minutes from Brock, as well as Nora Heminger, you're going to see this team continue to get better, as well as getting back senior DJ Kesey from a sprained ankle. You saw her in a walking boot last week. Hopefully she'll be out of that soon, be able to start practicing and start playing in games as soon as possible. Gives the Beavers another big woman inside.
And I think it helps with their fast-paced offense. I think it really, really is designed for the team they have this year. And they're moving the ball around a lot, getting that open shot, and that I think that's opening up Shardo a lot of the times for that open three look over in the corner.
Yeah, and you're seeing the Beavers create a lot of turnovers. 19 turnovers in this last game, and I'm sure they're able to score a lot over those turnovers. You got a lot of guards out there. Though Brianna Gillig is playing at the 4, sometimes 5, she can get out and move just as fast and as easy as any of those guards. So you're going to continue to see that Beaver team continue to try and force turnovers, play fast. You know, defensive intensity was something that was very noticeable in that home game against Alma College. But excited for some games. Men's and women's track will debut their season at the Tiffin Alumni Open on Saturday, November 30th. I know your stomachs will still be full after some good old turkey on that Thursday, but if you have some time, head on over to Tiffin. Give that volleyball team, or not volleyball, wow, I don't know why I said volleyball, track team an opportunity and go out and watch them play. Next time, women's basketball will be back in action, will be the 23rd, where they will be an away game, unfortunately. So we will not see the women's basketball team home for a little bit, but hopefully we'll be able to see them back at home. You're going to have a lot more home games being after Christmas break. So Trent and I will be calling all those games as much as we possibly can. Exciting times. But Trent, you got anything else to add? We're finished with fall sports. You know what? I guess my one question to you about fall sports. How would you rate it? What do you think some things that we're going to be excited going into this next fall season?
I think overall there's a lot of improvement, but there's still a lot of work to do among all of the teams. A lot of the teams are really young this year. We saw volleyball struggled a little bit, but they had a young team. Football, just there wasn't really any consistency.
there with quarterbacks. They played four different quarterbacks over the course of 10 games. So they're still figuring that out. And all their quarterbacks are young quarterbacks, being sophomores and freshmen, I believe. And then both of the soccer, men's and women's, are both young and cross-country, really. I think there were three girls and two of the guys. So they also have kind of a young team. So
yeah, you're going to continue to see, hopefully, you know, a lot of returning athletes.
As well as golf. Golf's all young, too, and we saw them really shine this year. Women's golf shone out this whole fall season.
Yeah, so it'll be exciting times to see women's or men's golf have their actual season here coming up in the spring. We haven't talked about golf. You know, their season ends a little bit early. It's miserable standing out on the golf course out in the freezing cold. But overall, fall sports are officially over. It's kind of crazy, but a lot of promising things. You're going to see that football team. They brought in like 100 freshmen. So you're going to see those freshmen continue to develop. You're going to see them continue to get better. And in a few years, that football team will be pretty scary if a majority of those guys stay here on campus. And then, you know, basketball season is upon us, and you're going to see track and field actually start here soon. Should have a preview for track and field next week. Be able to hear from a couple of their athletes. Other than that, Trent, let's wrap it up.
That wraps up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us next week. Check out previous podcasts. Search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, the WIT 961 podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TheBeaverDam961. For more stories and information, check out our website, BlufftonWIT.com, and subscribe. This has been Trent Mast, joined along with Patrick Spillman. We thank you for listening to 96.1 The WIT.
Roll B.